Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The Olympic Games might be good for sports, but they're outstanding as a corporate branding medium. Federal agencies trying to get themselves out before the public can use events like this, not just on television, but also on social media. That's exactly what some of them are doing. We get more now from Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Tim, good to have you back.
Good to be on.
Agencies are using social media. They have been for some time. Are they actually on the Olympics and some of the social media connected with that?
We've seen a few agencies who have jumped on it, and I think, you know, what's interesting with social media is there's, you know, you can track and see what's really hot and what people are talking about and become part of the conversation. So clearly, because the Olympics are going on, there are a lot of people, and particularly a lot of young people, who are actually talking about what they saw, what's been going on with the Olympics, and there have been a set of agencies that have kind of jumped on that to actually kind of chime in on those conversations and also to make their presence known.
Explain how this works.
One of the great examples of this actually has nothing to do with the Olympics, but at one point in the not too distant past, a singer, Justin Bieber, actually made some comment about wanting to go to the moon or to Mars or somewhere in space. And actually, this is a great example of NASA jumping on it. They actually saw him tweet something about wanting to go to space, and they jumped all over that and said, you need to, you know, NASA's the one that can take you there. And what they did is overnight their social media blew up because everyone who was following Justin Bieber suddenly started to follow NASA. And again, we're seeing some agencies do that with the Olympics as well. The General Services Administration has jumped on some things like that. The Department of State, clearly given the international flair of the Olympics itself, has been heavily involved with some of the social media outlets. And the key now, in my estimation, is how do those agencies or other agencies like them continue to put feeds out that are actually going to continue to attract the attention of those people that they've been able to lure in because of an event like the Olympics or the one that I described earlier with Justin Bieber.
We should mention, too, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, was at the Olympics, and there's lots of pictures of him interacting with the athletes.
That's one of those things, Tom, where as you show, Secretary Kerry there, you tweet, you know, that he's there. You put things on Instagram. You use a bunch of different social media outlets in order to get it out there. What you're doing is, again, attaching to something that's really hot. It's in the public eye right now for everyone, and as a result of that, you're again beginning to maybe touch some folks that previously hadn't been either interested or following state or another agency in any way, shape, or form.
Now, how can agencies do this in a way that doesn't make it seem like they're stalking people? Like if you follow Justin Bieber and all of a sudden NASA's all over you.
The crazy thing is with social media is, you know, people actually have a choice on who they follow and what they look at. So again, to use the Justin Bieber piece, when NASA actually, you know, saw that Justin Bieber had made this post, they posted on there as well, and then suddenly people drew their attention to NASA. So it's not so much that the agency itself is stalking, but you're putting general comments and broad-based things out there to create greater interest, greater exposure, and those folks then have a choice as to whether or not they want to follow you, whether or not they want to look at your stuff or not. And that's why I say, Tom, the key to this is when you've got a big event like the Olympics, you've got a big event like Justin Bieber saying he wants to go to space, you can capture that for the moment, and you might have a great big spike in people who are now following you. But the key then is, how do you continue to engage them? So that's where you really have to, and this will be the issue with state, I think, because they've got a lot more followers and a lot of people watching, for instance, Secretary Kerry and the activities that he had to do with the Olympics. Now, how do you kind of continue that momentum at the end of next week after the Olympics wind down so that people aren't going on to what the next big thing is and leaving you kind of in the dust? How do you engage them? And that's where you kind of have to have that timely, relevant content for folks to follow on a continuous basis.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. It seems like you need dedication and some kind of a programmatic approach to social media to keep it going.
Yeah, I think ultimately, Tom, if an agency is really trying to get their presence known, whether it's for recruiting purposes or brand identity or what have you, you do have to dedicate some time and effort to this. You can't simply say we're going to post, we're going to build a bunch of followers. You know, we're going to have one really good post, or we're going to have one really good tweet. We're going to gain a lot of followers, and then we'll be golden. Because I'll tell you what, you do that, and what will end up happening is you'll have a great number of followers initially, and then suddenly nobody's following you because you're not providing fresh new content. So it is a lot like you know, other media outlets as well, which is you've got to continue to put good content out there so that folks can follow you, or at least interesting, intriguing content to get the to pique the interest of the user.
We're probably 8 or 9 years into the federal use of social media as something that agencies do. What do you think the big lessons learned are, and where do you think this might be heading?
Yeah, a great question, Tom. I think one of the lessons is that clearly, you know, it's not just young people. A lot of times when we talk about social media, we talk about the millennials, but you know, there are a ton of people on social media, and one of the bigger demographics that is beginning to get even more on a lot of social media platforms are baby boomers as well, which we don't often think about. But one of the things I think so that's one lesson, is that everybody's there and we have to be there. The second piece is, and I talk to agencies about this all the time, is whether or not you're proactively using social media or not, others are. Others are actually talking about what's happening, whether it's at the State Department or whatever. It may be your employees. It may be somebody who had an interaction with you trying to get a visa. They're actually talking about agencies on social media. If I'm at an agency, I want to help control the message and the brand that I'm actually putting out there, what we're about. I would rather do that myself than have others do that for me. So it's really important that agencies really embrace this and say, whether or not you like it or not, whether or not you're fully there or not, you are on social. There is a social media presence for you. And one of the most interesting things that we've seen recently is how many agencies don't know about something like Glassdoor, which is a platform that people can talk about whether or not they've had good work experiences there, what the application process has been like, the hiring process. And there are a lot of agencies, quite frankly, that are oblivious to what Glassdoor even is. And again, that's a platform where if you're not out there looking at Glassdoor and trying to see what others are saying about you, you're actually going to get lost in the dust. And it's not only going to hurt your brand, but frankly, it is going to hurt you when it comes to both retention issues and recruitment issues too.
So you won't even get a bronze medal.
You're not going to be anywhere near the platform.
All right. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends. 55 past the hour. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. Follow us on facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is @FedNewsRadio. Up next, the top national and federal headlines. I'm Tom Temin.